I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. In just a few moments, we'll be looking into Psalm chapter 37. Let me invite you to view our website today, lrwm.org, lrwm.org. On the website there, you'll be able to leave prayer requests. You'll be able to find Bible study helps. There are several things you can look at when you go to that site. And one of the things that I believe is the most important thing is that you can share a prayer request with us. And when you share that prayer request, be assured that we pray over each one that we receive. We'd also like for you to share with us the answered prayers that you receive. We like to have blessings as well as you do. So one way that we receive a blessing is when you have a prayer request answered. So share those with us today on our website, lrwm.org. You can also receive a free transcript of this program. You can either download it from the website or request a free written transcript of this program and any of the others that has been aired for It's a Good Life. Now in Psalm chapter 37, we're going to read there starting with verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now notice verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The Christian life is described in a number of ways in the Bible. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, the Bible says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." The committed life, the Christian life, is described first as an abundant life. It's a life that gives. It's a life that cannot be contained. It's a life that not only is abundant for the saved person, the person who knows Jesus as Savior, but it is abundant. It is given out to those around and about, those individuals who name the name of the Lord as Savior. It is given to those people to share with them the gospel. It is an abundant life. And notice in Galatians 2:20, it is the crucified life. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In this day and time that we live in, and in any day and time that a person lives in, the person needs more than just the things of the world. We certainly need money. We certainly need food. We certainly need those things. But when things get tough, you know, the old saying is the tough get going. But when things get tough, the child of God needs to understand that the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the same faith that has saved the individual, is the faith that keeps that individual. It's the faith that keeps the individual through this world. And notice in John 15 and verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. The committed life, the Christian life, is also seen as the fruitful life. We produce other individuals. In other words, not only does a woman, when that woman is with child, bring forth that child, but just as we look at the Christian life, we see that Christians can help other individuals be saved, bringing forth that individual into faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39. Now, we're not going to read all these verses, but I just want to give you an idea, first of all, about the committed life, how that it is described in the Bible. In John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, it is described as the overflowing life. And then in 2 Corinthians 6:17, it is seen as the separate life. And then in Ephesians 5:18, the Bible says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." The committed life is seen as being filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit means that the Spirit is working in and through us. He has us. We are sealed unto the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit. As we are filled, the Holy Spirit has, if you would, more of us. And we are allowing Him to work in and through us for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, we see the committed life, the Christian life, as the transformed life. But notice with me, if you would, in our text, the Christian life in our text is described as the committed life. Once again, in verse 5 of Psalm 37, it says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Commit thy way unto the Lord." There is an act of committal. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit means to hand over, give charge to, just as we commit our money to the bank, where it is, well, it used to be safe, but as we've seen in these past few days, where is our money? Our money is seems to be gone. So we need to commit our lives to the Lord. Now, our lives, as we Christians have known, our lives are safer with the Lord than your money is in the bank. And what better way to illustrate that than looking around us today and saying, where is our money? What's happened to our money? Well, the money is gone. I don't know where it went. I just simply know that there's a lot of people that has more money than I do, and they have the money, and I don't have the money. I never had much money to begin with, and now the money that I had is gone. Why? Because of unscrupulous individuals who have taken the money that people have worked hard for, and now the money is gone. But that's not the way it is in the Lord. We commit our lives unto the Lord, and as we commit our lives, we understand that it is safe in the hands of the Lord. Now notice, commit thy way unto the Lord. The way refers to our whole life, spirit, soul, body, loved ones, home, and health. In other words, we turn everything, our way, over to the Lord. Romans 12:1 refers to this in the words, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice," or as someone has said, "make a decisive dedication." In other words, bow your head and say, "Lord, what I have, I am giving to you." And then we see that verse says, "unto the Lord." And this indicates we are to hand over everything to the Lord. If you've never done this, then right now, commit your way definitely, finally, and irrevocably to God as His child. And then we see the attitude of committal. That verse says in verse 5 of Psalm 37, "Trust also in Him." We are not only to commit our way to God, but we are also to trust Him. We're not only to take our hands off our lives, but we must also let Him put His hands on as He sees fit. Don't try to tell God what to do. Let Him lead and guide your life. James H. McConkie says it well. "The commit that puts all into His hands needs the trust also that keeps all things under His hand." Let God control your life. Let Him lead your life. And where there is committal of all things, there should be submission in all things. And we should say as Paul, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Not only had Paul committed his soul to the Lord, he had committed his entire life, his human being, to the Lord while he was on this earth. And that's what we need to do as Christians today. We need to commit our life totally to God. And notice the accomplishment of committal. Verse 5 of Psalm 37 says, "He shall bring it to pass." God will accomplish all that is for his glory and all that is for the Christian's good in the life of a committed Christian. And notice, he's promised this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." As we work for the Lord, we notice that all things work for the good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. His purpose is to seek and to save those who are lost. Our purpose should be to seek and to save those who are lost, introducing them to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. I've said this before, that about the money that's committed to a bank. We used to receive interest and dividends, and those things are just about gone. We see very little of that anymore. And according to Psalm 37, when we commit our way to the Lord, we receive interest or dividends. The things we're doing for the Lord today, committing our way to him, committing our all to him, committing our money, committing our lives to the Lord, we're sending those things on to heaven, and we will receive dividends for that. The Bible says that they shall inherit the earth. The Bible says the meek shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The Bible says the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Bible says they are preserved forever. None of his steps shall slide. The Bible says he is their strength in the time of trouble. Is your life the committed life? If not, make the act of committal today and follow with the attitude of committal. Then you will be assured that God will accomplish the committal of your life. Let God have your life today. Give him the glory. And let me say that if you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, he wants to save you right now. Bow your head where you're at. If God's spoken to your heart, and say something like this, "Lord Jesus, I know I can't save myself. I want to go to heaven. Please save me. I receive you as my Savior today." And if you're a Christian today and you've not committed your life to him, let me invite you to do so right now. "Lord Jesus, I now commit my life to you. Take it and use it for your honor and your glory." Amen. Thank you for joining me today, and be sure and look at our website today, lrwm.org. If you'd like a transcript of this message, if you'd like a transcript of any of the It's a Good Life programs, be sure and go to the website, and you'll be able to find those messages there.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.